Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch with Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack. There's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
This is continuing live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Ms. Beattie, do you recall that around December 6th of 2016 that there was a new attorney, Attorney Mark Zimmerman?
I do.
Do you recall when he arrived arranging for him to meet with Maya in the PICU conference room?
I do.
When Mr. Zimmerman on occasion would come in at that point in time to meet with Maya, was Maya at a high-risk fall status?
Yes, she was.
And what was the requirement with respect to whether or not Maya's door had to remain open?
So if wherever she was, the door would have to remain open and someone would have to keep eyes on her in case she fell again.
Did you ever lurk outside the door trying to listen in on the phone call with Mr. Zimmerman and Maya?
No. The way that our units are set up, there would be a nursing station outside of Maya's room. And so I would sit there and do notes because you had to escort that person to bedside and then escort that person from bedside downstairs.
Okay. When the phone calls with Beata Kowalski started to be allowed in November, were you supervising those calls?
No.
Who was supervising those calls?
DCF.
Okay. I want to play an audio for you, and the question at the end is going to be whether or not that's you on the call.
Okay.
3217, you know what, hold on, that's not right. Here it is, 2608, and there should be 4 segments. Let's just start with A.
Okay, I'm recording this phone call so everybody knows. Okay, hi mommy. Hi honey, how are you, sweetie pie?
I'm hurting, I miss you.
I miss you so much too. I miss you so much every day. Every single day.
You know how happy it makes me feel to hear your voice.
Same here, I miss you so much, and I am so happy that I'm finally able to hear your voice, too. Yeah.
I want you
What did you say, sweetie?
I would like to see you soon.
I would love to see you soon. I would love to see you soon. We just have to wait for the judge to make the decision, okay? As soon as he makes the decision, then I'll be able to see you.
Okay?
Yeah.
But I like about the case, okay? Maya, honey, just we're gonna talk about what you've been doing, if you need any Shopkins or things like that, if you had nice visits with your daddy, but we can't discuss the case, okay, honey?
Right, thank you. That was the first call that Maya was able to have with her mom.
Yes.
Okay. Do you know, first of all, is that your voice on the call?
No, that's the DCF case manager, Charlotte Laporte.
Okay. Can we bring up 3217A 0569? And can we go to, I think, the fourth page, so maybe 0569. I probably said it wrong. And can we go to 0572? Okay. So do you see that this is an email from Ms. Laporte to Beata Kowalski?
Yes.
Okay. And dated November 16, 2016?
Yes.
Okay. And it indicates that yesterday when you're on the phone, I had to redirect. Do you see that?
I do.
And were you copied on the string of emails?
I was.
Any question in your mind that was Ms. Laporte on that phone call?
No.
Any question in your mind it wasn't you?
No.
Explain to the jury why you were involved at all in that phone call.
So we had to have a phone that could do three-way calling because DCF would call in to a phone. We would put Maya on, then DCF would call in to Mom, is my understanding of how it worked. So and also DCF wanted Maya on speakerphone. So our phones actually had that function, whereas the bedside nurses and the regular room phones didn't have that function.
So was it your work phone?
Yes, my work cell phone.
So on this particular day, Ms. Laporte would contact with you, and then there would be contact made with Beata Kowalski?
Correct.
And you would then give the phone to Maya?
Correct.
And where would you be?
So sometimes the way the rooms were set up, there was a computer station with a chair in the room, and I would do my notes while the call was going on. The reason I did that was...
Well, let me ask you, why were you so close to the phone or in the room or nearby?
Sure. So I covered the pediatric intensive care unit and the cardiac care intensive unit. So that was a total of 48 beds. So if my phone went off, then I would have had to have gone to whatever was happening at that time. There were also times that I covered the emergency room, too. So we were a little bit understaffed, and there was a lot going on.
Were you the only social worker that was involved in helping to arrange these calls?
No.
Who else would have been involved?
Whoever was on the weekend would have been involved. I think Paula was involved.
What about Nancy Venn?
Yes, Nancy Venn was the Saturday social worker.
Prior to December, let me get the date. Did you supervise any calls between Maya and Beata?
Prior to what date?
December 16, 2016.
No.
When Can we go ahead and play 2608B, please?
How you doing? How is PTSD going for you?
And not good.
Well, okay. Bianna, we can't discuss any of those type of matters, okay?
Okay.
Again, this is the same phone call from November 15th, 2016 with Ms. LaPorte on the call, but she redirected it at that time. Did you, on the couple occasions that you supervised a call, have to redirect?
There were a couple.
And what was the intent behind redirecting, Ms. Kowalski?
Can I see my note?
Yes. One second. That's not it. Can we bring up 1001-1981? And at the bottom under plan. And is this a note by you?
It is.
On January 5th, 2017?
It is.
And were you supervising FaceTime call with Mom?
I was.
And during that call, did you have to redirect her?
I did.
And Mom. Why did you redirect her?
Mom started speaking in Polish, and that was part of the rules, is that Mom couldn't speak in Polish to Maya.
Okay, thank you. So what was the intent? Were you intending to try to disturb the call or cause harm?
No. I just wanted Mom to speak in English so that we were following all the rules that were set up.
Were there times when you would receive cards or letters from Bianca Kowalski for Maya?
They would come through the case manager, yes.
Yeah. Well, how would you get them? That was my question.
So the case manager was in, she would review everything, and then she would email it to me, and then I would print it out and take it to Maya's room.
Do you recall a birthday card?
Yes.
So how did you receive the birthday card from Beata Kowalski to give to Maya?
So it was scanned into an email from Charlotte LaPorte.
So did you receive the original card?
No.
And what did you do when you received the scanned in card?
I printed it and took it up to Maya's room.
Did you, in fact, advise Jack Kowalski that you had done that, that you had given him the card?
I did. I sent an email.
All right. Were there times when you would receive letters or pictures that originated from Beata Kowalski, made it to Charlotte, and then to you, where there was a delay in you receiving them?
Yes.
And when you got them, what would you do with them?
As soon as I got them, because I knew that they were important to her, I would go ahead and print them and take them to her.
Okay. Can we bring up 30? Let me make sure. Too many papers, I lost my note. Can we bring up 3217784, please? So I want to talk about some dresses, Christmas dresses.
Sure.
Okay. So did you receive an email from Mr. Kowalski, it's up in front of you, the bottom half, please, on December 22nd, asking about dresses that he had dropped off for Christmas?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Did he indicate to you specifically that Maya had requested for him to bring her red dress for Christmas?
Yes, it does.
All right. And go ahead and do the top half, please. And does this refresh me? What do you recall about these dresses and what happened to them and your involvement?
So once I got the email from him, I went to find the dresses. And they were actually in the social work office. And then I took them to Maya.
Okay. Did you take them or did Paula take them?
I think Paula took them.
But in any event, were they dropped off when you were not working?
Yes.
And then did you communicate with Mr. Kowalski about the dresses?
Yes.
And what did you advise him?
That we had gotten the dresses to her.
Including the special red dress for Christmas?
Yes.
Can we bring up 1001-1989? Do you see this note on December 23rd, 2016?
I do.
And to your knowledge, is that talking about those same dresses?
Yes.
And who is Paula Padron again?
She was one of the other social workers.
Can we bring up, please, 34032? And this is a picture of December 24th, 2016. Would that be one of the dresses that was dropped off?
Yes.
And can we see 34033? This is taken December 25th, 2016. Is that another of the dresses that was dropped off?
Yes.
The red dress. Do you recall any dress that was a special Hilfiger dress with blue and white?
No, I don't.
Were all the dresses that were dropped off by Mr. Kowalski at this time delivered to Maya?
Yes.
Were you, without getting into the details of them, throughout the 3 months that Maya was sheltered at All Children's Hospital, involved in multiple attempts to try to get Maya transferred to another facility? That's the... Miss Beattie, did you ever tell Maya that her mother was in a mental institution?
No.
Did you ever tell her she was never going to go home to her mother?
No.
Did you tell Maya it was all in her head?
No.
Did you ever tell Maya that she couldn't play with other children?
No. In fact, I would see Maya playing down. We had an area of the hospital on the second floor that was the kids' child life playroom. And I would see Maya down there often. I walked past back and forth between the two buildings, and I would see Maya down there playing with the other kids.
Did Maya like chocolate cake?
She did.
And where would she get the chocolate cake?
So the chocolate cake from the hospital, we would bring it from the cafeteria.
Did you ever tell Maya that you were going to bake her a chocolate cake if she did well in physical therapy?
Absolutely not.
When you would be in the room when phone calls were being supervised by DCF and they were using your phone and you were in there, would you make faces or roll your eyes or make comments?
No, never.
Did you ever tell Maya that you were worried that she couldn't have a computer because you were worried she would visit a porn site?
No.
With respect to Mr. Kowalski, were all your interactions with him cordial?
Yes.
Did you ever suggest to Mr. Kowalski that he should divorce his wife?
No, I never suggested that.
Did there come a, do you recall on January 6, 2016, taking pictures of Maya Kowalski?
I do.
Tell us, and we're going to look at the pictures and go through it in detail, but generally speaking, why were you taking pictures of Maya?
So the attending for that week was Dr. Danielson, and Dr. Danielson wanted to go ahead and document the condition of her skin before she left the hospital and then when she got back to the hospital.
Was she being actually discharged that day and then being readmitted?
Yes.
And do you recall why she was leaving that day?
She was going to see Dr. Hannah, and then she was going to court.
And do you recall who, which family member was picking Maya up?
Yes, her uncle, Scott, and his wife, Wendy.
So let's talk about that. Did you have any assistance in taking the pictures in the morning?
Yes.
And do you recall who that was?
It was the bedside nurse.
Okay. If I said Miss Alcide, would that ring a bell at all?
I just know it was the bedside nurse.
Prior to, did you and the bedside nurse go in the room together?
We did.
Before you and, I'm just going to ask you to assume it was Nurse Alcide. Before you and Nurse Alcide went into the room, did you first go into the room and have a private conversation with Maya?
Objection leading.
Sustained.
Okay. Did you go into the room prior to you and Nurse Alcide going in the room to talk to Maya about the photographs?
Objection leading. The same question.
She can answer that question.
No, I talked to the bedside nurse and explained to her what Dr. Danielson wanted to have happen, and then we went in together and talked with Maya.
Was risk management aware that these photos were being taken?
Yes.
Can we bring up 2123833? This is dated January 5, 2017. Is this emails regarding the photos?
Yes.
Okay. It indicates that Ms. Condon suggested two persons would be in the room while this was done.
Correct.
Okay. So is this talking about the photos that you were that were being done before Maya Kowalski left?
Yes, and when she came back.
Okay. Well, let's bring up Exhibit. Paper challenge. Three, two, one, seven, 850, and 851B. Okay. So we look to. Do you recall about what time the photos were taken in the morning before she went?
So they were taken around 10.
10 in the morning?
Yes.
Before she left for
right. 10.
Okay, so this email is dated, the first one, 850, is dated January 6, 2017 at 6:17 in the evening?
Correct.
Okay, and then 3217051B is at 7:36 p.m. The same date?
Yes.
What is it you're communicating to Ms. Condon with respect to the photographs when she got back?
That the pictures are done and that I'm locking the camera in my office over the weekend.
Do you use the same camera to take the before pictures and the after pictures?
Yes.
let's talk about the actual pictures taking session themselves. Let's bring up, if we can, please. Do you recognize that as one of the pictures that you took?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And is that Maya?
Yes, that's Maya. Okay.
And it appears that she does not have her shirt on?
Correct.
What is she wearing?
She's wearing her sports bra.
And what was she wearing on the bottom?
Shorts.
Did you have who removed the shirt?
The bedside nurse.
Have you ever removed any clothing off of Maya Kowalski?
No.
Whose responsibility would it be to assist if Maya needed some assistance in either getting in or getting out of clothes?
That would have been the bedside nurse.
Tell me what you recall about the pictures that were being taken in the morning before Maya left with her uncle.
So the bedside nurse helped remove just her t-shirt, and then I took the pictures, and then I left the room, and Maya got ready to go to for her uncle to come and pick her up to take her to Dr. Hamm's office.
Were you in the room at all while Maya was getting dressed in another outfit?
No.
Let's bring up 2604006. Is this the picture that you took?
Yes.
And this is one of the ones before she went to church?
Yes.
Before she went to?
Yes.
Court.
To court.
Okay. And do you recognize that was the bedside nurse there?
Yes.
Okay. Was Maya happy?
No, she wasn't happy about it.
Did she cooperate?
Yes, she cooperated.
Was there any screaming or shouting?
None.
Did either you or Nurse Arcide have to hold her down?
No.
Can you bring up 2604008, please? And 2604018, side by side. Okay. Do you recognize these pictures as being part of the one on the left in the white and the pink as being part of the set that you took before she went to court?
The white one was before she went to court.
And what about 2604018?
Is what she had on when she came back from court.
Okay. What was the purpose of taking pictures when she came back from court?
Again, we were documenting the skin issues, if there were any.
All right. Let's bring up 2604004. Do you see Maya's hands?
I do.
Do you see another hand in there?
I do.
Do you know whose hand that is?
I don't.
When Maya came back, thank you, Clay. When Maya came back from court, how did that picture session go with Maya?
It went really good. It went pretty quick.
Any holding down?
No.
Maya? Any screaming?
None.
Thank you. talking about the clothes, that there was a social worker's office?
Yes.
Was that yours, or was it an office for all social workers?
It was a kind of like a drop zone for all social workers. We each had our own offices off of our units.
Okay. All right, thank you. Thank you.
So we're clear, Ms. Beatty.
Do you want to take a break now?
Yes, this will be longer than usual.
Members of the jury, let's go ahead and take a mid-morning break. Do not discuss this case amongst yourselves. Do not do any investigation and receive no information. Let's try to keep this to 10 minutes.
All rise. Jurors exit.
Jury's out of our presence. In a moment, we're going to leave for our break, but let me just ask, on Dr. Windham, I was a little confused as to what I was supposed to do. Everyone, feel free to sit down. I'm sorry. Apologize.
You know she's free.
You can go use the restroom and all that. Wrong. I'll read the whole thing as it says. This is just wrong. Lieutenant wanted us to pass on our condolences for the Gators and to remind you that the Seminoles are 8-0. It's just wrong on so many levels. And then it says, also, if we could leave by 4 to 4:30 so I can be with my son and daughter, that would be awesome. So I think we'd already established that we would have to finish by 4 tomorrow for Halloween.
Oh, I will wait, actually. You were going to tell us what time.
I think 4 o'clock is when we need to.
Okay.
Okay, so let's go back to Dr. Windham. It seemed that there was some sort of residual, you just don't want it played at all.
Right.
Why?
We think it has zero relevance to any issue in the case. We provided specific object or counter designations to the extent the court disagrees, but it's an allergist discussing Maya's allergies and history of treatment for asthma. It has zero relevance to what's going on here. So we just think it's a complete waste of time.
And we don't want to be charged with the... Did the court get a chance to read our motion for additional time?
We're not going to do that right this second because we're going on break. But, I mean, they're going to be charged the time for their designation, so why does it matter?
Because we're coming down here to try to get this case in by Wednesday. Sounds like perhaps Monday. And we think, in short, we think it's a tactic. It's irrelevant.
At the end of the day, if they want to call this witness, I think the defense gets to choose who they're going to call to defend themselves as opposed to the plaintiffs telling the defense who they have to call.
Just a relative objection, right?
I'm going to overrule that. Now, I know that there were defendants' objections to the designations. Were there any plaintiff objections other than just a generalized?
There's no objections to the testimony other than relevance.
Okay, I'll have my assistant send around my rulings with respect to those few objections that were actually submitted. Is there anything else with respect to Dr. Windham?
No.
Okay, let's be back in about 7 or 8 minutes.
All rise, court is recessed.
Okay, please be seated, everyone. Anything we need to address before we bring the jury back in?
Not from defense, Your Honor.
No, Your Honor.
Let's bring in the jury.
Yes, sir.
Members of the jury, I want to confirm while you're away, you did not discuss this case amongst yourselves. You did no investigation and received no information. Is all that correct?
Correct.
And with respect to the note that was sent, we should be able to break at 4 p.m. tomorrow. If anyone thinks that that's too late for wherever you need to go, let me know. But I think we're going to plan at 4 o'clock tomorrow. And with respect to the Florida and Florida State, I will just have to say Florida's got FSU right where we want them.
Yes.
There we go. Now, all kidding aside, let's get back to serious stuff. Mr. Anderson.
You testified you were Roman Catholic. Isn't it true that in the 90s you were actually part of First Christian Church?
I was.
That's not a Catholic church, is it?
No. At the time, I was married to a preacher.
It was recently. All right. So on the photos then, according to your testimony, and tell me if I'm wrong here, everything went pretty smoothly. Is
yes.
that right?
Yes.
And you were pretty positive at the time that you were doing the right thing. Would that be true?
I was doing what risk management asked us to do, yes.
Because risk management told you to do it, right?
Yes.
We'll get in that in a moment. But really, though, you felt that the whole thing you did was very unfortunate. Isn't that true?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, do you remember your deposition of January 30th, 2019?
Can you refresh my memory?
Sure. Yeah, I'm coming. I actually have it on video, but... Looking for my page number, sorry. Sorry, I have it right here. They're going to find the page number, and I'll move right back. But, so we're certain you felt that this was... Is that it? Sorry. Page 232, line 8 to 235, line 4. May I approach, Your Honor?
You may.
I'm sorry, did you say 232?
232 to 235.
You wanted to read 4 pages. Objection, Your Honor. It's improper impeachment.
Well, she asked to refresh her recollection, so right now I think we're talking about refreshing recollection, not impeachment.
Where am I? It's fine.
Having now read that sworn testimony, would you like to correct or change the testimony you just gave the jury?
Objection, no. Your Honor.
I'll sustain the way the question's phrased.
Having had your recollection refreshed, would you agree that you stated unfortunately as to the photo session?
So I think it's always an unfortunate thing when we have to do something like that.
And Maya did not want you to do it, did she?
She did not.
She was crying. Was she
not? She wasn't crying.
She was very upset.
She was upset.
And she kept telling you no.
She did not.
You sure she didn't say no? And where did you get permission to do this?
I'm not sure.
Objection, Your Honor. Your approach.
Did you have any permission from her parents?
We didn't have permission from her parents. We had permission from DCF, who is actually at that point the guardian of the child.
Well, the parents still had rights to the medical care, did they not?
They had rights to the medical care.
All right. So why were you doing this? Was this for medical care, or was this for some other reason?
So Dr. Danielson wanted to make sure and document her skin, the condition of it, before she left the hospital and when she came back.
I thought you just said it wasn't for medical reasons.
It's not medical reasons.
Okay. Well, would you agree the parents still had their medical rights?
I'm not sure I understand your question.
Would you agree that it's against the Johns Hopkins Bill of Patients' Rights to not obtain that consent to a procedure?
So once the child's placed in DCF custody...
And you need to answer the question that's actually asked.
So it depends.
It depends on what?
So once the child was placed in DCF custody, any permission that I needed to get, I got from DCF. That's how that works.
Well, the jury will read the orders, but the orders state that the parents can still have medical control. You understand that?
Objection, Your Honor. Call for a legal conclusion.
Sustained.
Refresh your recollection, and do you have you seen the court's?
No. Okay.
All right. You admit that you put Maya on your lap, do you not?
I do.
And are you a member of the National Association of Social Workers?
I'm not a member of the National Association of Social Workers, no.
Were you at the time of your deposition in 2019?
I may have, yes.
And you had to adhere to their code of ethics?
Yes.
And are you aware of what their code of ethics say as to physical contact with a child?
I'm not. I don't know exactly what they say.
Would it refresh your recollection if I showed you?
Sure.
May I approach?
Do you have a...
Yes, it's section
1.00. It's in evidence.
I see it. You're allowed to see it.
I've read it.
Would you agree that you as a social worker should not engage in physical contact with a, and was Maya a client?
She was a patient.
Okay. Would you agree that you should not engage in physical contact with a patient when there's a possibility of psychological harm to them?
So Maya was very upset.
Yes or so? Yes or no?
Well, it depends.
All right. Social workers who engage in appropriate physical contact are responsible for setting clear, appropriate, and culturally sensitive boundaries that govern such physical contact, correct?
Correct.
And you did not?
I feel I did.
You did not contact the parents?
No, I was asked by DCF to go in.
And a 10-year-old
Sorry,
cannot...
Sorry, can you finish your answer, please?
Go ahead and finish.
I was asked by DCF to go in and tell her she wouldn't be able to go home for Christmas. She was extremely emotionally upset and crying.
That is not authorization to put a child on your lap, is it?
It didn't. I don't need authorization to comfort and provide support for a little girl who just found out she's going to have to stay in the hospital through Christmas.
Didn't your code of ethics at that time say that you were supposed to establish some boundaries and get some authorization to do so?
There's nothing about authorization to do so. And providing boundaries, the boundary is that on an everyday practice, you're not doing things like that. But children often need comfort, and so we do comfort kids.
Even in circumstances where the child simply doesn't like you?
Well, that wasn't how I read the situation. Maya was often engaging with me, asked me to come in the room, she asked me to pray with her.
Then why would it be that witnesses here have said that her dislike for you was coming off in waves?
Objection. When they saw. Mistakes evidence is an improper question.
In truth, Maya did not like you at all, did she?
I don't know that. When she was at the hospital, she often engaged with me. We laughed together. We played with Shopkins together. We read prayer cards together.
Maya did not like you touching her, did she?
She never told me that.
You know, you had said you were pretty confident about all of these things, what you did and didn't do. But you haven't been quite confident of these in the past, such as all of the physical contact, right? Were you allowed to kiss Maya?
No, I didn't kiss Maya.
And didn't you kiss Maya?
No.
And haven't you said before you weren't sure whether you did or not?
Yes.
And you weren't supposed to be hugging Maya, correct?
I don't know in what context that you're asking.
But you'd said before that it was, you were not sure. Is that true?
I would have to see that.
All right. And as to the dresses, were the dresses you gave, you said, were red?
Paula took up whatever dresses were there, and I delivered the rest of whatever dresses were there.
The dress involved was blue and cream. Do you understand that?
I don't.
The evidence before, testimony before this jury, that the dress involved was blue and cream.
Objection, Lee.
What did you... Did you deliver a blue and cream dress
to
her?
I don't know.
Was it ever in your office?
I don't know. They were in the social work office.
So if you told Jack Kowalski that you dropped off all of them and failed to drop off the cream and white dress, you would be misleading him, would you not?
I dropped off all the dresses that we had, and Paula dropped off what dresses that she had.
As to supervision of FaceTime, you weren't required to do that, were you?
We were required to bring in the tablet.
But you weren't required by the order to supervise it, were you?
Objection. Calls for legal
conclusion. We're rolling on
that. So... We weren't required. Can I see my note?
Well, you want to see the 27th order? December 27th order?
Sure.
What date are you referring to?
December 27th. May I approach
you? Mr. Anderson, what it is that you are attempting to show her?
I'm showing her the order of December 10th. And as part of the
judge is asking us to approach.
didn't you say that these different FaceTime calls must be supervised by a social worker?
I have a time frame, Judge.
Sure, as of January 6th, 2017.
I would have to see the documentation that you're...
May I approach?
Yes.
So these are the things that I understood that they had.
No,
I have to ask a question.
Oh. You want to put up the actual exhibit?
Yes, you can put it up. It's 3217-0851 and 3217-0851.
B. Which is B. 0851B. Yeah, 3217-0851B. Is that your performance change?
Yes. No, that is not. Do you see the second part there? Maya has FaceTime visit with her mother at 11:05 tomorrow for 30 minutes. That must be supervised by social worker. Is that what it says?
Yes, it does.
And at that point, it did not have to be supervised by a social worker. Is that correct?
I don't know that.
Say again?
I don't know that.
Okay. Nobody ever told you what the order was?
I would have to see the order.
I use the court's order.
Objection, Your Honor.
Not that.
No. I'll let the jury decide based on their knowledge. All right. If we could, I'd like to get to your corrective action notice, which is...
Let me see the attorneys.
Can we bring up Trial Exhibit 2278-036? And this is the corrective action notice. All right. On direct examination, you spent a lot of time explaining that this was due to, what, a disagreement over bringing food to someone?
Objection.
What was it?
Characterization.
Verbal.
What was your reasoning for the confrontation on direct examination?
So Pam had told this family that she would give them a gas card for $50, or that I would give them a gas card for $50. We weren't allowed to just give out gas cards. And this family lived really close to the hospital. So there were rules around that.
Well, ma'am, let me simply ask you, do you see anywhere in Exhibit 2278-036, and I'll show you the second page, where any of that is actually in the corrective action notice? And can we scroll up and then show the second page? You hand wrote a comment, did you not?
I did.
Taking a look at that, do you see anywhere where you mentioned any of that at the time?
No, I didn't mention any of that at the time.
And this was apparently your third time, was it not, with having confrontations with people?
Objection.
Not that I'm aware of.
Didn't you say that you had to be, didn't you have to be counseled on two prior occasions regarding professional behavior among colleagues?
I don't know what you're talking about.
We'll take a look under previous counseling corrective action. Kathy has been counseled on two previous occasions regarding professional behavior among colleagues.
I don't know what that's about.
You just can't remember those?
I don't remember that.
Now, after this, was there any change in your status with Maya Kowalski?
No.
So risk management kept you on, right?
Yes.
You followed Maya Kowalski from floor to floor, did you not?
From the PICU to the seventh floor.
And you were the primary, if not only, social worker that dealt with her, true? So,
I was the primary. I wasn't the only social worker that dealt with her.
Didn't you ask to be on the team with Maya Kowalski?
I did not.
I'll get to it in a moment. So risk management assigned you to Maya, is that right?
It was my supervisor.
And isn't it true you were researching, I got to approach on this question. Follow Maya, did you not?
No, Edith Gunter asked me to stay on the case. She was my supervisor.
Can we bring up 2123-010?
If you look down, it says I'll continue to follow, and then does it say there that one of your, who was Nina Bagby Bishop?
She was the seventh floor social worker.
All right. And did she tell you that she thought you were wanting to continue to follow this child?
She did.
And isn't it true you wanted to continue to follow this child?
No, I didn't, but I was, or I, yeah. I was asked to follow this child, but I wasn't going to tell Nina that this was something that had been discussed between Edith and I. That wasn't appropriate or professional at that point.
According to your corrective action, you were complaining that you had responsibilities on two different floors. Is that right?
Yes.
And that was putting you under a great deal of stress.
It was.
And you still asked to be on Maya's case, did you not?
I didn't ask. I didn't ask to be on Maya's case. Edith Gunter asked me to take or to continue with the case. She was my supervisor at the time.
And again, after this, you were still kept on Maya's case, were you not?
I was.
Maya did not want you around her, did she?
She did not portray that to us.
Risk management was deeply involved in all of this, is that right?
Objection, vague.
In your supervision of Maya.
Objection.
Now that you clarified it, I'll overrule the objection.
So I don't know that deeply involved. There were certainly pieces of it that were directed by risk management, but I don't know that deeply involved is the right wording.
You remember giving your deposition on January 30th?
Yes, I do.
And I'm going to have to come back to this, too. Is it true that you had no training in CRPS at the time you were assigned?
That's true.
So you would not be able to notice any symptoms from the point of view of knowing what a CRPS symptom was?
Well, that wouldn't be my role.
Is that true?
That wouldn't be my role.
Okay. And you testified that Maya was yelling and used a bad word, I think, asshole or a-hole or something like that. What drugs was she on at that time?
I'm not aware of what drugs she was on.
And why is it through the rest of this period of time, or the rest of the time of the hospital, after this period of time, there isn't a single reference to any of this behavior, yelling, cursing, anything like that?
So in your notes, we're putting down things that are necessary for the other team members to see and to know what to do. There certainly are times that people become very upset, very agitated. Parents might yell at us. Parents might be very demeaning. Kids might be very demeaning, but it's not stuff that we're going to put in the chart on a routine basis. It's just not, that's not the place for it.
Well, I'm simply asking you one question. Why is it that no other person in that hospital after this day ever said anything about Maya acting out with cursing and yelling language?
I can't speak to anybody else.
Right. And I believe you said that...
Do you have the chapel? Mm-hmm.
Deposition.
Just a moment. Yes.
I'm not sure this is it. But in fact, the chapel was the only place that did not have a video camera, true?
Patients' rooms didn't have a video camera. The chapel didn't have a video camera. That's true.
And didn't you testify previously that you were in the chapel with Maya when taking a call?
You'd have to refresh my memory. I don't know about that.
Where it opened up. The phone opened up, and you were on it in the chapel with Maya.
I don't recall that.
Let me show you pages 142 through 145 of your deposition. May I approach?
When we approach?
What should we ask? Haven't you testified that you never went in the chapel?
We went in the chapel. Maya did a court hearing from the chapel with her attorney at one point.
So you were in the chapel with Maya at one point?
I was with her attorney.
I thought you said on direct that you were never in the chapel, period.
I'm sorry. I was never in the chapel alone with Maya.
You, can we bring up 1001-2026? And here you were criticizing Beata. Were you not? Look at the middle of the page.
No, I wasn't criticizing anyone.
All right. Did you not say that you had been following her for 2 years? Didn't follow Johns Hopkins recommendations over 2 years?
I did state that.
You never talked to Dr. Kreisman, did you?
I talked to Dr. Kreisman frequently.
You didn't talk to any of the outside physicians before making that statement, did you?
I talked to, for this statement, I probably followed up or looked at the chart and looked to see what was happening because we would do a chart review.
But nowhere in the chart does it say that, does it?
I can't tell you that. I wouldn't have put that unless that was something that was presented to me or something that I saw in the chart review.
In fact, you did not follow up with a single one of the doctors to find out what the reasons for, or even if she did resist this transfer, Johns Hopkins recommendations.
I'm not sure of your question.
If you were so close to Maya, why is it that so many people, including Maya, said, strike it, Maya strongly disliked you, did she not?
She didn't present that in the hospital.
I'm going to let the jury ask some questions for a moment.
Actually, Ms. Carl's time.
For now, yes.
Nothing at this time.
So it will be the jury's time if the jury has any questions. Do not discuss this case amongst yourselves. You do no investigation, receive no information, and we'll call you back in a few minutes.
All rise. The jury is exited.
Ms. Beattie, if you could wait outside, I need to review this outside your presence.
More live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop. Because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop. Because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.